Hi, this is Bethany Finger, and you are listening to a Prince Kai Fan Pod Patreon exclusive bonus episode. Enjoy!
Yes. That was funny. Okay. Welcome to a Patreon bonus episode with the Prince Kai Fan Pod. Today I am joined by Miss Leah Stoller of YA Book Chat Podcast.
Hi, everyone.
And I guess for your Patreon, I'm joining you.
Yes, this is correct. We are doing this as a dual episode. Both of our Patreon members will get it.
And we're going to talk about Jason and Winter's love story.
Yay.
And I have a few questions from my Patreon that we're going to answer. Well, first I want to know, like, in terms of ranking, out of the four ships, where is Jacinta for you?
Oh, gosh. This is a hard one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Criswell is number one.
Which is pretty common.
I always feel guilty saying that. It is, but I always feel guilty saying that because I'm like, well, the whole story centers around Cinder and Kai. And I feel like they should be number one, but they're not for me.
And then those side characters come out of the woodwork.
I know. Okay. Oh, God. I feel like this is going to be so horrible. Ready? But is it bad if I put Cinder and Kai as number four?
No, because that's what you feel. That's emotionally where you're at.
So here would be my ranking. Cress and Thorn, number one. And then Wolf and Scarlet, number two. And then I would put Winter and Jason at number three. And then Kai and Cinder at number four, which seems sacrilegious, but that's where it is.
I would say, like, my ranking was very different. First of all, my ranking was very different 4 years ago. Okay. Before starting this podcast, I was Cresswell to the ends of the earth. Since doing the podcast, and I've talked about this before, I have sort of become a Wolflet stan. Like, that's my number one. Mm-hmm. The amount of support that is in that relationship, I think probably because I'm a grown adult, but like the amount of support that is in that relationship is like, exactly what you need in a partner.
I agree.
There is never in the entire series, there's constant like miscommunication between Cinder and Kai. Will they end up together? And Jason and Winter and Cresswell. And other than like two or three chapters in the in book two at the Opera House, there is never any question whatsoever that Wolf and Scarlet will end up together. Never.
That is very true.
It's never like, oh, it's a forbidden love, or he's going to move on, or she's going to move on. Even when they were separated most of this series. And it was never a question of if they were going to end up together. Ever.
You're right.
And that, and I do love probably that. Because I'm an adult and I'm like, I'm married and stuff. But like, that is to me the definition of hashtag goals. That kind of security in a relationship. I mean,
right?
That's exactly what most people I think are looking for throughout their whole lives. It's not like, and I genuinely don't think it was ever even a consideration on either one of their parts. Like, we got to the part where where Cinder shoots him at the end of Scarlet, and from then on, Scarlet and Wolf against the world. Nothing would separate them. Yep. Not time, not space, not a finger. Like, nothing.
And I mean, so from his side of it, like, wolves mate for life.
They do.
Right? Like, they mate for life. And like, I've seen this in books that I've read that have werewolves in them too, where they talk about the same thing. But while it's like that for her, that, or for him, that was a decision that she had to make, you know? Yeah. And she was like all in and totally like, oh yeah, absolutely. You know, so just like you're saying, like, I
feel like the other relationships went back and forth a lot.
They did.
And I feel like Wolf and Scarlet were just all in from the beginning. So yeah, that's my OTP. I would say after that is Cresswell. After that is Kiter, and then Jason and Winter would be last. And I have
Okay.
reasons for this because I know people are going to be like, you're a friends to lovers. How could you do that? The thing is, I blame Marissa.
Oh gosh.
I will tell her myself if I get the chance. We do not get a lot of page time with Jason and Winter. So I feel like I didn't
Yeah.
emotionally attach to them in the same way that I did everybody else. Cress and Thorn, I think Cress out of all the females had the most character growth, and Thorn out of all the characters had the most growth. So them as a couple, I really feel like they came into their own as individuals and then made each other better in their relationship. So that's why I would put them at number two. Kiter,
That makes
kind of the same thing. Cinder grew and changed a lot, and Kai grew up a lot, so much in such a short amount of time. And the feelings that they had for each other grew and matured in such a quick span that it's hard not to support that. It's hard not to root for
Right.
that. Jason and Winter, they overcame a lot, but I feel like it was never. I feel like that tension just wasn't there. And not in the same way as Wolflet. Wolflet,
Yeah.
we knew they were going to end up together because of like the love and devotion that they had for each other. Jason and Winter, I felt like I knew they were going to end up together because they were going to end up together. And it didn't feel like it had that same back
Right.
and forth for me. And I genuinely think that that's because I just don't have the same amount of page time with them. Now, I could tell you that
Right.
depending on my mood, that might switch. Because I personally kind of feel like Kiter and Jacinter are equal for me. Like
Okay,
Wolflet
that makes
till the day
sense.
I die, Cresswell is obviously second, and then Kiter and Jacinter are kind of interchangeable depending on my mood. If I had just read
Yeah.
Stars Above, I would probably be like, yay, Kiter. If I had just finished, if I had just finished the COVID short story, I'd probably say Jacinter. So,
Right.
I feel like it's very mood based.
Yeah. That makes sense. And
Yeah.
you're right, we do get the least amount of time with
So
Jason
little
and
page
Winter
time.
because we only have them for like one book, whereas
Yeah.
everybody else we gets at least two. I mean, obviously Cinder, we get four, her and Kai, but like
Yeah.
it's yeah, we get the least amount of time with these two because they're
We
the
do.
very last book.
We do. And also some of the tropes in their relationship we kind of already see in Kiter. The,
Right.
forbidden love, they come from different backgrounds, star-crossed lovers, that's all in Kiter as well. So it's kind of, I don't know. The thing
Repetitive.
that they have that makes them unique is the friends to lovers and the way that they take care of each other, which we'll get to when we do our questions, which I guess is now. I guess we could get to it now. But
Okay.
yeah, I feel like a lot of their tropes are pretty evident in the Kiter relationship. And since we had that one first, more inclined to be supportive of it. I don't know. And for all you Jacinter fans listening, I'm sorry. Please don't get mad at me. We all have our own preferences, okay?
True.
Okay,
Be
so our
fine.
first question from Patreon. We know Jason takes care of Winter, obviously. How does Winter take care of Jason? I think this is a really good question because a lot of the positives that I've seen about their relationship center around Jason taking care of Winter, her mental state, her emotional state, his support for her, his acceptance of her. But I don't feel like there's enough conversation of what Winter does to take care of Jason.
Right. And she, I was looking at the book, even just in like chapter two, we see how she takes care of him. Because even
Absolutely.
though like it's not a direct like situation where it's just the two of them, he's in there in front of Lavanna being put on trial because he's a traitor, and just Lavanna knowing Winter and Jason's relationship is enough for her, to consider not killing him, because she looks at Winter and she's like, "Oh, my guess is you would speak on his behalf and have me not kill him." And all Winter says is, "Please." Like, that's literally all she says. And then Lavanna does end up deciding not to kill him. Of course, he's punished. But so I feel like Winter kind of takes care of Jason in indirect ways sometimes, because we may not see her like comforting him and taking care of him in the way that he does her, but right. because she does have this relationship with him and Lavanna knows about it, like right. she kind of indirectly protects him in that way.
Absolutely. I think also, and I don't know if this is controversial or not, because I don't know a lot about love languages, but I think Jason's love language is taking care of others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Winter's love language would be words of affirmation.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that simply by doing those things for each other, Winter is taking care of him. And Winter takes right. care of him emotionally in ways I don't think people notice. But I would say the biggest thing Winter does is she is just his constant defender. Mm-hmm. Constant defender. You don't know Jason like I do. You don't know why he would do this. You don't know why he would do that. Like, especially when people misjudge his taciturn behavior for being stupid or careless. Like, she is quick to jump in there and defend him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that she does.
And I think that I agree. We see Winter take care of Jason in very obvious ways, right? Like, she took him the ointment when he was injured and stuff. But I think we also see Winter take care of him in ways that he doesn't think about, because, you know, she made him her guard. And he was like, he was really upset because he was like, oh God, that's actually a terrible idea. Now we're going to spend more time together, but less time together. And she was like, what is this or death? So like, what she did was actually very helpful, even if he doesn't necessarily realize it or accept it or something, it is very helpful. And then we also have all the times when she was just sort of there, you know, mm-hmm. when he was having his emotional issues, and then it was just like, hey, trouble. So being an emotional support person for someone who is, because I'm married to someone who's very taciturn, honestly, 90% of the time, they just need somebody like in the room, and then they feel supported, and then that's it. They don't want to talk about stuff. They don't want to like delve into it. If they know that you're there, that's more than enough for them.
Right.
And exactly. I think that Winter gives that to Jason. I know this probably doesn't sound like articulate, and I'm very sorry. I am. Those of you, Leah knows, but listeners, Patreon members of mine know that I've had dental issues since my seizure a couple of years ago. Yesterday, I went to the dentist and they couldn't get my jaw to close for like 2 hours. So my throat is parched and my jaw hurts, and I'm still a little like pain medicine loopy, but I feel like I'm trying to be articulate and it's not coming out properly.
We'll figure it out as we go along. It's fine.
Right? Like, am I making any sense, Leah?
Yes, you are. Okay, you are making good. A lot of sense, actually.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. In some ways, Jason is like the huntsman from the Snow White story. How does this affect his relationship with Winter? Right.
That's a good question. Okay, so the huntsman we know was sent out to kill Snow White, but then he couldn't do it.
Right.
Obviously, there's no way. I mean, Jason is her protector. You know, there's no way he's going to let anybody harm her as much as he can. Like, within, you know, as long as he's there and he's able to protect her,
absolutely.
He will.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's great for her safety, but, you know, it's also, I think it like sometimes puts them in difficult situations because she wants to protect him also. So it's like, we're trying to protect each other. And sometimes like that can cause issues and mm-hmm. things don't always go as well as we planned. Like, you stay here while I go do this. You need to be here to stay safe. But Jason, I want to be with you and help you. no. And then something happens to him, but then she's by herself. And then Lavanna tricks her and she eats the stuff and falls into the sleeping spell. So I don't know. It's kind of good, but bad at the same time, I feel like. If that makes sense.
No, I completely agree with you. I do. I also think that it depends on your perspective of the Huntsman, because Snow White is one of those stories that has been retold so many different times. And I mean, there's even like different versions of the quote original story, right? Because we have Snow White, but then we also have we have the Grimm's version, right? But then there's another one. Why can't I think of it?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it.
Jennifer Donnelly did one a few years ago. It's Poisoned. It's called Poisoned. And that's a really good version of it too.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, I can't think of it. But the Grimm's version has a lot of the elements that we got in the Disney version. It had the magic mirror, the poisoned apple, the glass coffin, the evil queen, and to some extent, it also had the seven dwarfs. It was originally called Schneewittchen, which means Snow White. And of course, my German does not sound good, guys. You don't even need to comment on that. We all know Bethany can't speak German, okay? But the Huntsman didn't really have a huge role in the Grimm's version. So, you know, it's kind of interesting the power that we've given him over the years, because really in the Grimm's version, the queen is like, take Snow White into the woods. I never want to see her again. And bring me her heart. And then she eats Snow White's heart. Then we have the Snow White version where he sets her free. Then we have and gives her the heart of a pig, I think is what he gives to the evil queen. That's the Disney version. I think it's when we saw the Snow White and the Huntsman movie where they made the Huntsman sort of a like sexy love interest for Snow White. That's when we started to see the potential of like, well, maybe the Huntsman is a completely different character than we originally thought. And while I don't mind that concept, I don't necessarily think that it makes every version of the story like that. I think that if I were to give this like a really thorough analysis, I would question why Jason is like the Huntsman. If the only reason he's like the Huntsman is because he was given the task of killing her and he faked her death, no, I don't think it had a lot to do with their relationship. I think obviously the Huntsman in the original Snow White let her go because of, I don't know, guilt maybe, because he didn't want to murder her. And of course, in our version, if you want to look at it that way, Jason as the Huntsman didn't want to murder her. He loved her. So really what makes Jason like the Huntsman in the original is that he also doesn't want to commit murder. Right. So I'm honestly, I'm not sure if he is like the Huntsman, and I could see an argument for both. Yes, he is. And no, he's not. Do I think it affected his relationship with Winter? I think if anything, it's the opposite. I think that because of his relationship with Winter, it's easy for readers to make him the Huntsman.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, this is a tricky one.
It is. It is. Because there's this, and this is one of those things where I say we don't get enough page time with them, because I don't think that there's enough textual evidence for us to say that he is or is not the Huntsman. I think the only evidence we get of him being the Huntsman is that he was tasked with killing her and he faked her death, which is what the Huntsman did. Otherwise, the Huntsman did not have any other character traits, growth, development, anything. He didn't even get a name. He was known as the Huntsman. So there's really not a lot for them to have in common to begin with, other than the fact that neither one of them killed Winter or Snow White.
Snow White. I agree. It is, it's, this is, it's a really tricky thing because there's really not, like you said, there's not a lot of comparison there. There's not as much that we can really do with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So do you think he's like the huntsman or do you think no?
Not really. I think just because, like you said, you know, we only get that one thing where the similarity where he was supposed to kill her and then he doesn't, mm-hmm. but that's it. Because again, like you said, in any version of Snow White, except for that one movie,
right.
We don't really see him very much. You know, we don't really know anything about
absolutely.
Him, I should say. He just works for the queen and is told to do this horrible thing. And because he's a nice person, can't do it.
Absolutely. So,
otherwise there's no information about him. So mm-hmm. it's hard to really make a comparison with him and Jason.
Yeah. I think it's hard to make a comparison with him and anybody. We don't even necessarily see his role as the huntsman. Like, what is a huntsman? What does a huntsman do? What is his role as the evil queen's huntsman? We don't see any of that. All we know is the evil queen called a huntsman, and it turns out to be this guy, and he didn't want to kill Snow White. Whereas Jason is a right. whole character in the story. So, I mean, it kind of feels hard to water him down to, is he the huntsman or not? I don't know. I hope that right. answered the question. I feel like I don't know. I would love to, the person who wrote this on the Patreon, I would love to know more about why you think he's the huntsman.
Yeah.
Because I think that might be one of the pieces we're missing.
Into.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I agree.
Anyways. Ooh, I promised my Patreon that the next episode, the next bonus episode would be unedited because they're like, oh, we're so curious what you take out. Guys, I hope that you meant it because
oh,
there's so much that I cut out. You have no idea. I make myself sound so smart.
And sometimes we do. We're just like, okay, is the other person done talking? So I'm just going to sit here for a second.
Yep. So the next question, Winter was meant to be the daughter of a guard and a seamstress. Would that have changed her relationship with Jason and how? I mean, yeah, of course that would have changed her relationship with Jason.
Uh-huh.
Because she would have been allowed to have a relationship with Jason.
Right.
Had she grown up the daughter of a guard, then yes, she would have been with Jason. They would have been like, you know, childhood sweethearts, and that would have been it. There's I don't think there's any argument there.
No, not at all. I mean, it would have been completely different.
Yeah, 100% different.
And there were, yeah. I mean, she wouldn't have to beg Lavanna for his life. Like, it would just be, I mean, they just would have
been together.
Because
Lavanna wouldn't care about him or his life.
Happy. Right. It would be totally different.
Yeah. I think also,
because I think, yeah, part of the reason.
Maybe Jason would have ended up a doctor too. I don't know. I mean, supposedly the reason he became a guard was because Lavanna saw potential in him, right? But we know that she wanted control over Winter.
Oh, 100%. It would have been easier.
So much easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would have been a very, not that what the love story that they have isn't sweet, but I think it would have been a very sweet love story. I don't think that there would have been a lot of drama. I don't think that there would have been a lot of, you know, will they, won't they, anything like that. I think they would have been childhood sweethearts, period. And the drama that they would have gone through would have been like typical drama, not like murder and, you know, marriage proposals and... faking your death. It would have just been like, oh no, I got accepted to this college and you got accepted to that college, you know, like kind of more sweet right. and innocent concerns, because they would have had they just would have had a completely different life.
Right. Exactly. I agree. It would have been just a nice, fun, fairy tale-ish, like complicated love story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So we only have a few more questions. The next one is, knowing that Winter would always marry for advantage, did Jason ever daydream about a life together anyways? I would say yes. Obviously. We always want what we can't have.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And who of us as a teenager didn't daydream about being with somebody who already had like a boyfriend or girlfriend, or yeah. was
you
we felt was like
with me.
Too, you know, good for us or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's a definite. Of course he envisioned them together. Absolutely.
I would wonder how intricate his daydreams were. You know, I would wonder if his daydreams were like, if we did this and we did that and we did this, then we could fake our deaths and change our names and we could like cut our hair and change our clothes and we could run away together and no one would ever recognize us. We'll just go to this like teeny tiny little sector and no one will ever know that we were there. Or if his daydreams were just like, man, I wish Mary Marie were dead.
Well,
I think he definitely daydreamed. I wonder how intricate they were. Like, was he secretly planning out a life, or was it just like, oh, it would be so nice if this guy was not here?
I feel like this would be us trying to do that about a man now. But I feel like it wouldn't be as complicated. Like we overthink things, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm sure our daydreams are much more complicated as well. So Jason's was probably
That's a good
like
point.
A really, I mean, Jason's was probably more like, I just need Amory to be gone right now. And
if
then
you were
that's
just
it.
Unalive.
And then if I could just get Winter away from Lavanna, we'd be good. Like maybe Lavanna should just be dead also. And then we'd be
also
good.
Always. Lavanna
always.
Should just always
I think that
be
would,
dead.
I'd probably, yes, very much so. I think it's probably, you know, more along those lines for Jason. Whereas I could see, you know, Winter's fantasizing about like, all the ways their life could go and where they could live and their children and all the things, right?
Yeah. I think also when it comes to daydreams, sometimes they are complicated and sometimes they're not. Just depends on how much energy you have that day.
True.
And that goes for anything, like not just relationships. Like I daydreamed for decades about my book getting published. And there were some days where I would like daydream the entire meeting about someone wanting my book. And there were some days where I was just like daydreaming of it being on a shelf when I walked around Target one day. So I think that there are different levels of daydreams that you can have.
Yeah, of course. But maybe he had both. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
That'd be a fun fan fiction, though. Like a Jason daydream about Winter.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one. Yeah.
That would be fun. I agree.
So, next question. Where do we see their life in the future? First of all, if you haven't read Stars Above or the COVID short story, skip from here to the end of the episode, basically. Second of all, the COVID short story, they probably have the sweetest storyline in that COVID short story. Have you read that one?
Mm-hmm. I think I did.
He is on Earth and she's on the spaceship
remember.
With everybody else. And he's in med school still. So he's like at a hospital trying to save the world from the COVID short story. And he like tells her to like zoom in on a specific location on Earth, and it's him and like everyone at the hospital holding signs about like him loving her and missing her and saying hello and stuff. And it's just so, 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 so sweet. And it's so the sight of Jason that we never get to see. This is why I'm saying I don't think we get enough page time with them. It's the sight of Jason that it's a romantic side of Jason that we never get to see. So, where do we see their life in the future? I mean, happily married. Jason's a doctor. Winter is the ambassador. I could also see Winter opening up like her own animal rescue center kind of thing.
Yes. That would actually fit perfectly with all the animals and stuff that were in the menagerie there, and how she felt about that. I could see that as well. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay, last question, which I think is kind of an
Of
extension
course.
of the previous question. Yeah. What kind of parents do we think Winter and Jason would be? Would they raise their kids on Luna or Earth? I think they would raise their kids on Earth. I think both of them are kind of done with Luna. I don't think we see a lot of evidence of either one of them wanting to stay on Luna.
And why would they, with all
Right.
that they went through?
Right.
You know, like they need a fresh start. So
For
I
sure.
agree that they would be on Earth raising their family there.
Yeah. And then what kind of parents do we think that they would be? Honestly, I think Jason would be like a pushover. I think we I and the reason I say this is because my own parents, like my dad was very like dry and taciturn, and he was a total pushover. Not in a bad way. Like I wasn't, raised without limitations or anything, but like my dad didn't really yell or anything like that. Like if anything, when he got quiet was scary. But
Oh,
also,
he was one of those.
yeah. But also, he would just mess
Oh,
with
that is
us.
scary.
He would just mess with us all the time. Like he would, we would be upstairs in the, in or downstairs, and he would just scream, just Bethany, Amanda, you have 5 seconds to find your way into this kitchen. Four, three. And then you get in there and you're like, what? What? And he's like, I'm hungry. Mexican pizza, what do you want to do? And you're like, adrenaline is pumping. And like, and I
That's
remember there was one time he did
hilarious.
it, and I was like, I thought I was in trouble. And he's like, why? Do you have a guilty conscience? What have you done? And I was just like, nothing. I want pizza. That sounds great. Let's go. I could see Jason doing stuff like that. I could see Jason being like on the surface, you would think he was strict because of his personality, but he's really not strict. Like he's underneath all that grizzly, I don't know how to make facial expressions personality. He's actually really chill.
They would definitely be like a big teddy bear, you know? So,
I agree.
Winter, I think, would be a very, very like loving and caring kind of mother, and making sure that her kids had whatever they needed and felt loved and emotionally stable, you know, because of all that she went through.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see them having a pretty chill household. Yeah, I could see them ending up
Oh
with a
yeah,
daughter
I think
kind
it
of
would be
like
like a very,
Scarlet.
oh yeah, but that would be funny. But I think it would be a very like loving, it'd be one of those families who you look at and you're like, oh, they're just the sweetest, most loving, happy family.
That's how I feel about my in-laws.
That's good. Oh, I like that. I bet your husband loves that you feel that way about them.
I mean, we've been together for almost 14 years. I've never heard his mom yell. I've never heard his dad yell. I've never seen either of them cuss. I've never seen either of them get mad. Like, they are just two chill peas in a pod. And
Nice.
sometimes Quentin will be like, yeah, when I was young, I got in trouble for, and I'm like, psh, whatever. Like, because my mom was kind of strict. Like, in the same way that my dad was like, funny ha-ha about discipline, my mom was like, oh, you stayed out 20 minutes past curfew. Now you're going to get up at 3 a.m. and you're going to do chores because you don't care about your bedtime. So you don't care about your sleep. So here you go. Like when we got grounded,
Oh.
she would take everything out of your room except for like a sleeping bag and a pillow because furniture is a luxury. I'm seriously,
Oh my gosh.
my mom was like mentally strict. Like I got in trouble and she took away my library card, which I'm sure for most people seems like, okay, Bethany, she took away your library card. Let me explain something to you guys. When I say that we grew up poor, I was not kidding. We did not have video games. We didn't have a computer. We didn't have a TV. We had books. And we didn't own our books. They came from the library. So taking away my library card meant all I had to do was like stare at the walls and think about what I did. So
That
it
is
was actually
torture.
kind of mean. Also, because it was me. I don't think my sister Lindsay would have cared at all if someone took her library card, but I was hella upset and it worked. I will say for my mother that it worked. Good job.
Yeah. That would have been actually a probably a really good punishment for me too. Like that would have been torture for me also, taking my library card away, because I spent so much time at the library. So, yeah, that would have been really bad for me as well.
And it's
See, this
interesting to
is
see that side of people. Because I think people meet
It
my mom, they're
is,
like, oh my God, your mom is
but
so fun and so exciting. And I'm like, she is. But like, you know, when you're nice to her, mess up a couple of times, see what happens. Like,
I
are
don't
your
know,
kids
but
like? I'm not a parent.
well, I mean, mine are still younger, so they're not thankfully sneaking out or anything. But they're similar, but they're sim. I mean, the older one is like he's the one who gets in trouble for his grades right now. Like, not because it's like I don't want to do it, I don't like it, you know. So, but we're and it's hard, whereas we're like, yeah, but we know you can do it and you're better than this. So he kind of goes back and forth with that, and like that's the kind of stuff he gets in trouble for. And the little one gets in trouble more because we're still learning to control our emotions and
Same, but
how to
same.
treat each other. So yeah, right. But so it's different, you know, because they're only 10 and 13. So we're still at that stage where it's younger and a little bit easier, but we'll see. I hope they don't ever sneak out of the house, but who knows?
I think that Jason and Winter would be the type of parents who always found life lessons. You know, it'd be like watching Full House or something where people would get in trouble and it's like by the end of the episode, they're not really in trouble because they learned a life lesson.
I could totally see that.
Very after school
Yes,
special.
Jason and Winter, like, yes, exactly. I agree. Little House on the Prairie type thing,
Boy Meets
you
World.
know, all of that stuff. Yep. Oh, yeah. Step by Step, Family Matters, all of that stuff.
No, I don't know. Family Matters got into some really deep stuff sometimes. Family Matters got dark a few episodes.
Yeah, there were some darker things on there. But
Family
even
Matters was
still,
like
it
this
still
really
ended
cute
up
show,
like
and
with
then every once in a while they'd do something that was like, well, that's a little too real, you guys.
the That's all right. I mean, we still would get to the like happy, you know.
The happy
It
is
all works
there.
out, but I agree. With Jason and Winter would definitely be those type of parents. But I mean, and they'd be really good parents though.
Yeah, for sure.
Was
And
that the
they'd have
last
lots of
question?
pets. Yeah, does this
Yes.
feel like really quick?
It does
Do you have
feel
anything that
quick.
you want to talk about before we sign off though?
I I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, we kind of covered a lot, and just that it would have been nice. I mean, I know it's the last book, so it wasn't really feasible aside from the like novellas that she did after this, but it would have been nice to have like more time with them.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is. And that, I mean, yeah. Also, I will say from like the book covers, like the, you know, the newer ones with the pictures of them and all the pretty colors and everything. I do love, like, she is gorgeous. Winter yeah. is just gorgeous, you know? And I love the picture that's on the inside, and these are the paperbacks I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The picture that's on the inside when you open it of her and Jason kissing, and yeah. he's got the dagger in his hand down at the back. Because I feel like to me that just shows like, yeah, and it just shows like he's her protector, you know?
Yeah.
So
I agree.
That's it, really. I think we talked about a lot of good stuff with them.
Yeah, and we'll do more. We'll do more. This is going to be a thing, Leah and I trying to do bonus episodes for both our Patreons at the same time. Because we're both teachers and life is an illusion yes. now. Teaching has become the bane of my existence. If it were not for the fact that I do love my kids, even though they don't listen. And I do love my principal, even though she made me a fourth grade teacher instead of a librarian, I probably would not be there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The teacher it's shortage rough. Is real, guys.
It's really rough. Yeah, it is.
My school doesn't have a behavior strategist. We don't have a counselor. Like, I've got like 39 kids in my classroom alone because we don't have enough teachers. Like, the teacher shortage is real. There's like 2,000 vacancies in my district right now.
It is. And it affects us that's insane.
Yeah. And we don't have a contract because of the union, because the union and my school district have been fighting for like 2 years. So we don't even have this. We don't even have a contract.
That's crazy.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. That whole situation. Anyway, it's a thing. Being a teacher right now is just not a fun thing. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a lot of work, guys. The teachers are not given enough credit.
That's horrible. No, we are not, but that's a whole other thing.
If I could go back to 15-year-old Bethany, I would be like, you owe all of your teachers an apology every time you read in class. Though to be fair, I would love to like be the kid that read in class as opposed to the one that's like drawing inappropriate things during class.
There is that. Yes. Fortunately, when I've had students who have pulled out their notebooks to be drawing, they've only been drawing good things, no inappropriate
things. Good for you.
So, and I do also have kids who will pull out books and try and read. And I'm like, listen, I always tell them, I said, as a reader myself, I absolutely love the fact that you are into books and that you want to read, but my class period is not the time to do it. So put it away.
Yeah, I try to give them time for reading, but our schedule is just so full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for coming.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I will try to send you the audio soon.
Okay, that sounds good. Whenever.
And I think our next one is Kiter.
Yay.
So that's
our main
exciting.
One.
So the
it is. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, that one, that's the one we get the most page time with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, well, everyone on Patreon, thank you for being here. Everyone on Leah's Patreon, thank you for supporting her.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
I don't know if there's a don't to include in these kinds of episodes. Just, you know, Jason and Winter lived happily ever after.
The end.
The end. That's it.